from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has fired the FBI's former number two official, Andrew McCabe, prompting McCabe to say he is being targeted because he is a crucial witness into whether President Trump tried to obstruct, that is, the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump applauded McCabe's firing. He has been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder tweeted, "This is dangerous," in his words when referring to McCabe's ouster. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will decide what action it will take next after Russia announced that it was expelling 23 British diplomats. Russia's retaliatory move comes after Britain's decision earlier in the week to expel 23 Russian diplomats over the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. They are currently in serious condition. Russians are voting today for president in the election, which readily boils down to one choice, incumbent Vladimir Putin. Kyle Wilson, former Australian diplomat to Russia, now at Australian National University.
I mean, even Russian commentators are saying that not only will Mr. Putin be endorsed for another 6 years in what is being called an election, but really is, you know, a formalized voting procedure, a kind of ritual, but that he's likely to stay on until the end of his days, because to leave power in Russia, as Russian history shows, is very, very risky. In the whole history of Russia, only four Russian leaders have left power peacefully and alive.
Mr. Putin faces opposition from Boris Nemtsov, who's dead, Alexei Navalny, who's in jail. This is VOA News. A regional Afghan military statement says American counterterrorism airstrikes in northern Afghanistan are reported to have killed at least 35 Islamic State militants, wounded a dozen or more others. U.S. military had no comment. Airstrikes came after a pro-Islamic State group launched a social media campaign promoting jihadi mobilization to the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. Multiple days of talks between North Korean and Swedish foreign ministers have concluded. Some observers believe these meetings could lead to a smooth meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Swedish UN Ambassador Olof Skoog.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program and hopefully to get North Korea to be okay with ongoing U.S.-South Korean cooperation. Meantime, in a phone call with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, President Trump expressed cautious optimism over recent developments regarding North Korea, which includes information they are continuing to aggressively pursue their nuclear and missile agenda. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and others addressed leaders and other officials at Southeast Asian nations began the final day of their summit in Sydney today. Australia is hosting the ASEAN meeting, despite not being a member of the 10-nation bloc. Here's Prime Minister Turnbull.
Our commitment to the centrality of ASEAN and our commitment, the commitment of Australia to ASEAN at the very heart of the stability, the prosperity, the security of our region. A region is where adherence to rules delivers lasting peace, where the rights of all states are respected, where open markets facilitate the free flow of trade, capital and ideas, and where the rule of law protects all nations.
ASEAN is seeking to tighten political and trade ties in the region amid China's rising influence. Also, Prime Minister Turnbull has said a key concern in the region should be the issue of human rights abuses in Myanmar. New York Times and London Observers are reporting the data analytics company Cambridge Analytics harvested private information from more than 50 million Facebook users, information used to develop techniques to support President Trump's 2016 election campaign. U.S. lawmakers are being pushed to come up with legislation for personal data safeguards. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.